the reason why I finally got a copy of the film that was made of us.
Oh, right, yeah.
By the New Zealand photographer attached to the British Army expedition.
Mm.
And he was working for the Canadian Television Unit. And they had asked us to go back into the swamp again. I think some of them disbelieved us in the first place.
Yeah. Mm.
So they wanted us to take,
see
them
the signs of your trail.
Or yes.
Yeah.
And so we reenacted that final hanging up of the hammocks and sloshing through the jungle for them.
Mm.
And we thought that it was supposed to be a news release.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the expedition at all.
Mm.
But when I... we were all supposed to get the 3 or 4 minutes of tape. All of us were supposed to get this.
Mm.
But when I got to eventually to Vancouver, I saw the television people that were filming one of those logging sagas that were quite well... I've seen one here. It's quite well done over in Canada. I mean, of course, a lot of their industry is the timber industry. Mm. And I approached the people that were making it and asked them about this to find out, because I knew the fellow's name. You know, said, asked about our 3 minutes of film, and I was told, oh, no, no, I'm afraid that he had no right to make such a promise to you.
Mm.
And anyway, it'll be in the archives in Ottawa, and there's no way that, we could even let you see it. And anyway, it wasn't part of a news release.
Mm.
It was made as part of the Canadian film, and everyone in Canada had seen it, so it helped me a bit because they.
When you got there.
I got there, they knew. But it was shown in Britain, and it was edited out.
Yeah.
I don't know quite why. But then so I gave up, you see, about ever seeing this film. Mm. The irony was that I had a friend that used to stay in the youth hostel. When I was out in New Zealand, and I was reunited with him near to Vancouver, it's on one of the islands there. And just as well.
You know?
Yes, I missed my moment of fame there because I didn't return for his wedding, and he didn't speak to me for 2 years. And then I understood why, because I did go back to Canada on one of my lectures, and I went back to see him.
Yeah.
And his explanation was that because they knew I was returning, the Canadian television people were going to throw a cocktail party for me,
which
the photographer and all the people involved in it were all going to be at this party. And of course I was going to see the whole film and I was going to be made a bit of a fuss of. And of course, I didn't know any of this.
No.
So of course, I didn't come back, and so everything went up in the air. And my friend was really disgusted with me because he'd gone to such efforts.
And you just got the flight back home.
I didn't come because it would have meant a big trip back to Vancouver from Alaska, and then I'd have had to have flown home.
Mm.
It was cheaper and quicker.